29. A progressively revealed sonship. Jesus was a man, not an angel. He possessed a will that was his own. He possessed the capacity of choice that was human, and he won his sonship and our salvation by exercising that choice. I repeat yet again, because it is so foundational, Jesus was fully a man. He did not have to be perfect. He chose to be perfect every day of his life. He chose, by the continuous exercise of his free will, to subserve that will to the Father's, every moment of every day of his life. What a truly extraordinary thing that Jesus did not have to be perfect. He chose to lay down his will, to relinquish all but the Father's will, and he did so for us, so that we might be able to follow him straight into the heart of the Father. So we truly do walk in his footsteps through these three difficult but necessary progressions of faith we have looked at. Come, who am I? Are you willing to die? As we encounter them in our lives, therefore, Jesus is truly with us, going before us, because he has actually faced these questions himself. Does it shock some of you when I say that Jesus had to face this progression of dawning revelation in his life too? Can you grasp the import of the fact that Jesus had to answer the crossroads questions of steadily deepening commitment to God's purpose, just like we do? He had to wrestle with what it meant to follow his Father all the way. He had to come to grips with the most essential question of his life, who he was. And he ultimately had to pray, to the point of sweating blood, to be willing to die. No magic wand, no halo, no get-out-of-jail-free card, but real humanity. As I said at the beginning, we suffer from so many images and preconceptions about Jesus that we aren't even aware when they block a deep understanding of his true character. The fact is, there was a time when Jesus didn't know that he was the Son of God. At 2 or 3 years of age, if he was fully a human being and subject to the limitations of humanity, he could not possibly have known. When did he begin to realize that something unusual was happening within him? Did Mary tell him of the angel's visit? How old might he have been at the time? What did Jesus know, and when did he know it, is one of the most fascinating theological questions of all time. How did he grow into the awareness that he was unlike anyone who had ever lived? Did that awareness begin to dawn at 5? Perhaps 10? Certainly by the age of 12 it was well developed, but still not complete. By then he knew that God was truly his Father, an enormous revelation that most of Israel's rabbis hadn't yet figured out. Yet still the boy Jesus had much farther to go before he would grasp the fullness of what his Christness meant. Even at 12, after all, he was still a boy, and not yet ready to be Savior of the world. When did that greater revelation come? At 18? At 25? And how did it come? Suddenly, or by slow degrees? Such an inquiry may at first seem a trivial curiosity. Yet I think that when one probes more deeply into it, these questions tug at the foundations of the incarnation itself. How one approaches this question of knowing, the awareness of his Christness, plumbs the very depths of the intricate relationship between Father and Son. Who really was it who walked in the garden in the cool of the day? Who was it who said, "Let us create man in our image? And back further still, who was it who created the heavens and the earth? The Father? The Father and Son and Spirit somehow working in tandem? Or simply God? But though we cannot fully know such unknowables, we can take enormous comfort and strength from the realization that the same progression of dawning revelation that we go through came in Jesus' life too. He faced a series of crossroads, just as we do. We cannot apprehend exactly what they were or when they occurred, but Jesus steadily stepped into his sonship as it slowly was revealed by God's Spirit within him. He had to exercise the free will of his humanity to choose to live that sonship to the extent of the revelation as it came. The temptation in the wilderness represented a great crossroad as Jesus prepared for his messiahship. Then the baptism, and the voice of God saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The culmination had at last come in this lifelong process during which, in a sense, Jesus progressively became our Savior. He was always God's Son, of course, but he didn't enter into the fullness of that sonship all at once after emptying himself of his divinity. He had to become a son by the exercise of his free will, capable of laying down his life for the sins of the world. Therefore, wherever and whenever we face our crossroads, he can help us through them because he has been there himself. As with the rich young ruler, however, when that crucial moment comes, he must simply look into our eyes, put to us the probing question, then wait. At that moment, we are alone with our choice. Our wills are free to go either direction too. From Jesus, an Obedient Son, by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase Jesus, an Obedient Son, and other books by Michael Phillips.